Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye!
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros. Cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 ay. No, wait. Ay, 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 ay. Canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra, cielito lindo, los corazones.
Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023, and I'm coming to you live with a new episode. And today, we actually have a very self-aware episode. So, everybody buckle in. All right. Every decision. Guys, I have so many languages. Hold on. Every decision we make has consequences. And I say the word consequences incredibly ambiguously here. Because not all consequences are, well, bad. I started posting on social media and in consequence met some of my absolute best friends in the entire world. And if you would like to meet a couple of them, then you should check out my very first episode of this podcast, which the podcast turned one. Happy birthday. Oh, we should sing happy birthday to the podcast. Okay. Hold on. I want to do the whole full version. And sometimes I be forgetting the whole, I know the version I always sing, but there's an extended version which I like better. All right. Are you guys ready? We're going to sing happy birthday to the podcast in Spanish. And none of the feliz cumpleaños a ti. No.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David.
That was kind of bad. It's okay.
Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te las cantamos aquí. Despierta, podcast, despierta. Mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajaritos cantan, la luna ya se metió. Qué linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores. En la pila del bautismo, cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levántate de mañana. Mira que ya amaneció. Si yo pudiera bajarte las estrellas y un lucero para poder demostrarte lo mucho que yo te quiero. Con jazmines y flores, este día quiero adornar. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te venimos podcast a cantar.
Qué re bonito. Gracias, gracias por eso. Thank you. That's the end of the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to take time to do that because I can't believe it's been a year. I can't believe it's been a year. This is my longest relationship. No, I'm just kidding. This, I'm. That is a joke. Anyways, every action you take, such as making a podcast or posting on social media or going on a date or not going on a date, will have an equal and consequential reaction from others. But the way that people analyze your actions is a direct and total perception and projection of themselves. And I have to relearn this every single day that I step outside, that the way people react towards you is a perception of themselves. And look, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I've made every best, quote unquote, best decision to ever exist, because I've messed up plenty of times with plenty of people, and I've lost friends because of it, and people have lost me because of it too. Sometimes you just have to let yourself be lost in more ways than one. Like I said, this episode is for better or for worse, incredibly self-aware. There are many times in this life when you will make a mistake. Now, if you're lucky, you'll be able to fix it. But sometimes, if you're lucky, you won't be able to make things return to how they were. And there's a certain maturity that comes with realizing that. I've been listening to the Olivia Rodrigo song, Making the Bed, and damn near bursting out into sobs because growing up is freaking tough. And becoming an adult is tough. And everything is so beautiful. And so many things are so ugly. And it's a constant contradiction in my head of everything I want and everything I am. And I'm desperately trying to bridge every part of me into this wonderful city that is walkable and inviting and pleasing to the eye. But there are potholes and shitty weather, and I feel like I'm a false advertisement of who I am. But also, why the fuck am I? That's aggressive. Why the frick am I advertising who I am to begin with? And I've never been more myself, and I have never felt more like a fraud. Yep. It feels like I'm making my bed with a fitted sheet, and just when I tuck in the second corner, the first one lifts up, and I'm getting so frustrated. But the sheets are so soft, and the bed is so comfortable, and sometimes I just lay there. I just lay there in the unmed, on the unmed, the unmade bed, staring at the ceiling. Sorry, guys, my Mexican accent is gonna keep coming out in English because I've been speaking a lot of Spanish. I just lie there. I contemplate my entire life. Oh, I took this decision. Oh, is this the right choice? Is this the right path? What should I wear this? Should I eat that? What there's groceries in my fridge that are going bad, but I kind of want to eat out. But this, yeah, basta, basta. That's literally what I want to say to my brain almost daily, because there's so many thoughts, so many, it's so exhausting. And I have an episode about overthinking. So if you overthink a lot, cool, man, me too. But there's an episode that explains that. So I'm not going to go into that. The whole point of this episode is this concept of making the bed. You know, there's that whole saying of you made your bed, now lie in it. And it has to do with every decision you make is going to affect you in some consequential manner, for better or for worse. Life is just a series of decisions we make. And that might not be the most poetic thing I say today, but it also, that kind of has a nice ring to it. Life is a series of decisions we make, and every choice will lead to a consequence to take. No. No. Yeah, no. To be honest with you guys, I actually never imagined myself as a poet. And even now, I hesitate to call myself a writer. Because who am I to say that? What the hell do I know? There comes a point where all the coming-of-age movies make sense, and it's painful to see your thoughts reenacted back to you so easily. I'm in my mid-20s now, and I thought by this age I'd know exactly what I want and exactly who I am. And to be honest with you guys, I'm still figuring life out. And that's okay. I think that's okay. That's what I'm telling myself, and that's what other people tend to tell me. I feel like anytime I record these podcasts, it's really just 30 minutes of a conversation between my past self and my future self. And I feel like my past self is screaming into a mirror, and my future self is just holding her as she falls to the ground. Now, that's an image, huh? My mind works in elaborate creations of love that deep down I hesitate to say that I deserve. But I do think I deserve it. And I wrote a poem about the ways in which people deserve to be loved. And it created this beautiful imagery. Let me see if I can. I think I can recall it. I was reciting it the other day. It goes like this. You deserve to be loved. And I don't mean that in a superficial way. I mean, you deserve to be adored. Each and every freaking single day. You deserve to be cherished. Your smile kept in someone's favorites list, along with your eyes and your heart. Somebody that smiles after every time you've kissed. You deserve to be a muse. Here's all the poems you've inspired. You deserve to be able to rest. I'll kiss your eyelids when you're tired. You deserve to feel at home, arms wrapped around you when you're cold. You deserve to feel desired. I'll think you're hot even when we're old. You deserve to be loved. No matter what has happened in the past. You deserve the absolute fairy tale ending. Just complete peace and happiness at last. Now, I probably shortened that a little bit because I don't. That's beautiful, man. That's from my memory. That's crazy. My mind is just full of every poem I've ever written. And I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. It's a little bit chaotic in there. That concept of somebody kissing your eyelids when you're tired and when you're falling asleep. And basically just saying, rest now. It's okay to take a break. Just rest. I got you. I'll kiss your eyelids when you're tired. I got you. I need that. I need that. Oh, I'm tired, man. I'm so tired. But I can so easily shout that everyone else deserves it with the unsaid more than I do. That's kind of shitty, huh? And I know that so many of you may also relate to that of, you know, maybe you're this wonderful, loving friend and everybody adores you and loves you. And so you go out of your way to tell people you deserve to be loved. You deserve to be cared for. Stop talking to that freaking guy or girl or person. Stop talking to them and go, you know, go get what you deserve, man. Go wait for what you deserve. Even better. And then you go home and you're like, nah, bro, nah, patino, not for you. That's not for you. That's for other people. That happiness is for other people. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? And I wrote this poem the other day, actually, which it was a pretty sad poem. And it was basically a poem about kind of like self-hate in a way. And it was this concept of, you know, really liking someone, and somebody takes a picture of the two of you together, and you look at the picture and the person you like looks wonderful and beautiful and he looks like a freaking god. And then there's you, and you have never hated the way that you look more. And you just rip yourself apart. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys and be like, oh, that was a fictional poem. Ha, that's never happened. No, it's I had a moment where I was just like, oh, nobody's ever gonna like you. And it's so sad. It's so sad. And I went to my friends about it because they were like, this is such a cute picture, blah, 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 blah. And I said, that's the worst picture I've ever seen in my entire life. Just cut me out. Just like, fold the picture in half. Why would I want it? Why would I want it? And it's times like this when poetry saves the day for me, because they're feelings that I can't put into words in the moment. And then once I'm far enough removed, once, whatever, once I don't even like whoever was in the picture, right? I'm just like, I'm able to put it into words in a very emotional way. And the poems are emotional because they're real and they're authentic. Not every one of them, like some are fictional. I'm gonna burst your bubble. Some of the poems are fictional and some are real. And I think it's maybe it's not super, super easy to decipher them, but I think when you write something, okay, here we go. I had this question actually the other day of how do you start poetry? Where do you start writing? How do you start writing? What do you do? Like, how do you start it? And at this point, I have made my bed with poetry. Of I made the decision to post this kind of content, and thankfully, I love it. I adore it, and it's super cool that you guys like it too. But to be honest with you, when I first started writing, I was lost. I wasn't doing it to post. I wasn't doing it to show to anyone. I was doing it because I was in such a toxic situation with myself, with the people around me, with the way that I felt, that I desperately searched for an escape. And the way that I did that was I started writing love poetry when I honestly believed that I was going to be this heartbroken, sad person for a really, really long time. And I would write these stories about how I wished I was loved, about how I wished I was seen. I would write from other people's point of view. I would write about my own point of view in the future. And I would just sit there and pour my heart out into the pages. And that's why the books have the cover of the heart, because I do feel like they're pieces of my heart that I just, especially that first book, Diary of a Romantica, Volume 1, those poems I wrote in some of my worst moments. Where I was just so sad and I so desperately wanted to be comforted by someone that I did it for myself in such a way that when I wrote, in the same way that when I posted videos, it didn't feel like me. It felt like that future version of me was coming back and giving me a hug. She was the one holding me up from when I fell to the ground sobbing, And to start writing poetry, it's the same way of like to start writing a diary. You just, every person has these emotions that they're trying to figure out and to comprehend. And, this is my first time being alive. I actually saw this one quote that was like, sorry for being weird. It's my first time being human or something like that. And I thought that was cute. But everybody has these emotions that are confusing and weird, and we're trying to figure out and we also have to deal with other people's emotions and figuring that out and overthinking that. And do they like me? Do they not like me? Do they hate me? Are they having a good day? Was it because of me? Are they having a bad day? Was it because of me? And when your brain is screaming at you from 40 different points of view, from 40 different points of time throughout the day, you need to sit down and be like, hey, shh. And that's what poetry did for me. And, you know, when you first start, it might not be good. It might be great. It might be amazing. But I will tell you right now that some of your favorite poets in the entire planet, some of the most world-renowned poets, are going to have somebody that's like, I hate poetry. I hate their work. Their work sucks. Just like with anything. You know, there's that whole saying that's like, you could be the best, juiciest, most delicious peach, and there's still going to be someone that hates peaches. And that has nothing to do with you. So you need to get out of this mindset of like, oh, I need to make something that's going to be wonderful, that everybody's going to love. People might not like it. I'm telling you right now, I get hate comments every day about my poetry. And sometimes, yeah, it does make me want to stop posting because I'm like, oh no, people hate it. It's bad. What am I going to do? And then I write another poem, and the way that I feel when I write poetry is like I have this light bulb inside of me that just like explodes light. And I just think of it as like my heart light, where it just radiates out of me. It touches the page, it touches the computer, it touches the room, it touches my mind, and it makes everything better in the moment. It doesn't matter if it's a sad poem, a happy poem, you know, a bad poem, a good poem. The way that I feel is so personal to me, and nobody can take it away. And so it doesn't even matter if people don't like the poem, because I loved writing it. It's, if somebody doesn't like the final product, whatever. That's their problem. And I will tell you right now, too, that so often those hate comments that are like, this sucks. Why did I watch this? I wasted my time. Those people are still following me. They're still following me. So, honey, you must like something. But the way that you start is you just got to sit down, grab some paper. You can write on your notes app. I write so many of my poems on my notes app when, you know, I'm walking. When, don't do that. Don't do it when you're walking. That can be dangerous. When I'm sitting down, when I have a little break for something, when I'm on a bus, you know, when I'm sitting outside, when I'm sitting at home, whenever I have just an idea. And like I said, you don't need to be good at your hobbies. You don't need to be good at it to have it make you happy. It could just make you happy because you love writing, and you could do it however you want. You don't have to make it rhyme. I make it rhyme because to me it's so satisfying, and I love it when I find a word that rhymes and I'm like, this is great. But you don't have to do that. And like I said, poetry to me feels so personal, and it might not feel that way to everybody. And that's okay. It doesn't have to feel the same way to everybody. That's the beauty of it, right? That's the beauty of art, is everybody has their own interpretations of it and their own ways of making it and thinking about it. But that would be my advice, is just to sit down, think about what's happening in your life. It could be a poem that's very literal, like, oh, I blocked all my friends. Well, just the ones that make me feel bad, you know, like stuff like that. I don't even remember how that one goes. I wrote it such a long time ago. I blocked all my friends, at least the ones that act like they are, because they tell me to be quiet when I'm sitting in their car. I remembered. But that was very literal. I blocked all my friends, at least the ones that act like they are. And I literally that day blocked somebody. So that was very literal. It could be, you know, kind of metaphorical and whimsical and full of imagery. And I'm thinking back to the podcast I made about how you got to think of your mind as like a garden. It could be anything you want. It could be anything you want. And if you don't want to show anybody, you don't have to. If you want to show everybody, you can. It's whatever you want it to be. And it's your art and it's your heart. And I think that's beautiful. But that's my advice for that. That was my little side tangent. Okay. Every decision, that's actually kind of connected. Every decision we make has consequences. Every thought we think expands and grows and eventually starts walking and then running and then having children of its own. And it's terrifying, to say the least. But once the bed is made, hey, At least I can finally rest in it. How freaking poetic is that? All right, guys. I think that's enough rambling for today. I'm sorry that this episode is a bit late. But hopefully you enjoyed it. And hopefully this inspires you to write a poem or two, or to do anything, honestly. Like, if you want to go try out sculpture, if you want to try rock climbing, if you want to learn piano, if you want to learn to cook, you don't have to be good at it. Just try. And I can guarantee you, the first time probably won't be good. And that's okay. It's like that for everybody. My first poem that I wrote, I hated. I hated. I literally found it the other day. And it was one that I made when I was 17. And I was like, what is this? There were some good parts to it, though. There were some good parts. But that's okay. Just something to think about. How we're all metaphorically making our beds. And we're all gonna have to lie in them someday. So make your decisions wisely and don't be afraid to make mistakes because we're all learning. And sometimes everybody messes up, but you gotta remain accountable and you gotta, own up to it. And apologies go a long way. And I'm saying this in terms of like messing up with people and like, emotionally doing the wrong thing or, it's hard. It's hard when you're navigating your life and also relationships and friendships and all sorts of things. But an apology could go a long way. And I'm not saying you should apologize if you don't need to apologize because I'm like that all the time. But if you know you probably need to apologize, then maybe you don't need to apologize. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you liked it, then please share it. And if you didn't like it, well, keep your mouth shut. No, I'm just kidding. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry. Maybe next week will be better. There's many other podcasts episodes to listen to if you didn't like this one, but hopefully you did. And if you did, you should share it and tag me and tell me what you liked about it. And if this made you write a poem, then you better send it to me too. And I'm so sorry that I'm not good at checking DMs, but I get anxious. Oh, forgive me. Con todo mi amor, siempre, Celia. Okay, bye.